There'll be guards, Eddie said. Maybe a lot of them. What if we're outnumbered?
It won't be the first time, Roland said.
Chapter 2 The Watcher 1 When Nigel returned, he was bearing a tray the size of a wagon wheel. On it were stacks of sandwiches, two thermoses filled with soup, beef and chicken, plus canned drinks. There was Coke, Sprite, Nozzola, and something called Wit Green Wit. Eddie tried this last and pronounced it foul beyond description. All of them could see that Nigel was no longer the same pip-pip jolly good fellow he'd been for God alone knew how many decades and centuries. His lozenge-shaped head kept jerking to one side or the other. When it went to the left, he would mutter, Un, deux, trois. To the right, it was, Eins, zwei, drei. A constant low clacking had begun in his diaphragm.
Sugar, what's wrong with you? Susanna asked as the domestic robot lowered the tray to the floor amidst them.
Self-diagnostic exam series suggests total systemic breakdown during the next 2 to 6 hours, Nigel said, sounding glum but otherwise calm. Pre-existing logic faults, quarantined until now, have leaked into the GMS.
He then twisted his head viciously to the right.
Eins, zwei, drei. Live free or die. Here's Greg in your eye.
What's GMS? Jake asked.
And who's Greg? Eddie added.
GMS stands for General Mentation Systems, said Nigel. There are two such systems, rational and irrational, conscious and subconscious, as you might say. As for Greg, that would be Greg Stilson, a character in a novel I'm reading, quite enjoyable. It's called The Dead Zone by Stephen King. As to why I bring him up in this context, I have no idea.